Aircheckdownloads.com.
Capital Eyewitness Travel.
6:49, Lou Pepper is in the Capital Travel Centre.
Good morning.
Morning, Lou.
I'm here because Hugh is down at Tube HQ. He's got the latest on the Tube strike. What is going on at the moment, Hugh?
Wake up, Mr. Webb! Mr. Webb!
Do you know what? This is what my boy shouts now. Where it's his code when he needs some food. He goes, wake up, Mr. West. And he turns around and goes, Mr. West.
That song has changed forever now.
Oh, I love that piano bit.
What does that mean?
I just love this tune. I think it's fantastic. That's why I'm going to leave it alone. 6:50, Capital Breakfast. 6:53, Capital Breakfast. That was Kanye West. Heard him say, I love that tune.
Good tune.
And so does my boy. Do you know what's really annoying, though? On my iPod, Carl, who works here, I got one of his iPods, it does videos, and he put the two Capital ads on, just as a nice thing to do, I guess. And my son really likes watching them, those two. I didn't realise there's those sweary versions that are in the cinema.
Oh.
With really quite bad profanities at the end.
And you didn't realise and you gave it
to him? No, I didn't realise because he's done about 9 versions of each. I thought there was only one of each.
Ooh.
And my kids would turn around and use obscene language. It was actually heartbreaking. It really was. I had to explain that I was wrong to use that language.
Mm-hmm.
They said, why are you using it? I said it was a mistake and I got in lots of trouble, which of course I did. That was by the fact it was then put on at the cinema.
but you're right, it is heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking, isn't it? It really devastating to see my 2-year-old boy use language like that.
Also, because it was aimed at me. I'm quite devastated.
They love you, Zoe.
My
boy loves you. He's changed the name of his Peter Rabbit to Zoe. He says, no, it's called Zoe now.
Aww.
It's called Zoe. He loves you.
Oh, I love him back.
And now they use as a catchphrase, grow up, Zoe. They use a catchphrase to each other. It's absolutely bizarre. 6:54. What makes you think of England, gang? I only say this because there's an official list just come out. Number 12, where it goes Jerusalem at 12, then the Spitfire, Stonehenge, Routemaster Bus, Punch and Judy, King James Bible, Portrait of Henry VIII by Holbein, FA Cup, SS Empire Windrush.
What?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What is it?
Isn't that the boat that brought Jamaicans over, wasn't it? First time, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the boat that brought
it's a popular
the first.
List.
Yeah. From Yard, yes. Kindy, howdy, weenish, daylam. And then a cup of tea's at number 3.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
I'll put that at number 1. 2, Angel of the North. Number 1, Alice in Wonderland.
I don't get that at all.
I don't understand that.
It's very English.
No, let's just have one of those. What?
Well, you couldn't have it in an American accent or a German accent, could you? It's English, isn't it?
But Alice in Wonderland. That wouldn't work. So it'd be a V. Wunderland wouldn't work, but isn't that a hard one to be number 1?
Yeah, there's more English stuff than that.
Although, do you know what? I'm really pleased because a while ago at a bookshop, I bought a copy of Alice in Wonderland that was owned by Alice.
Whoa!
It's actually signed by her in the inside cover. It's one of my sort of most prized possessions. Getting that,
who
so
was
I'm quite
Alice,
pleased. This is when she was Alice Little. So she'd got married, but it was based on actually Lewis Carroll knew a young girl called Alice who he based it on. So it is a real person. She never went through the Looking Glass or to Wonderland, we don't think. but she did own a copy of her own book, and I've got it. So I'm quite chuffed. That's number 1, because that might have upped the derivative value of that. But what would you put in there, son?
I'd put green. Just the colour green. Whenever I'm away...
What?
Because what? You come back... Whenever you've been away... No, look, I'm going to try and explain this to you.
What?
Why do you find it so funny?
I don't understand that.
What?
I'd say a kebab shop
away,
on a Saturday night or something like that.
Hang on, let me explain.
Let me just check the list,
though.
The colour green.
When I'm away, the first thing I see when I come back to England is green.
Mine's tarmac, generally, which we've just landed on.
Well, they are black.
Generally, mine's airports, in that case.
He's green.
Gareth, what would yours be, apart from green?
I think it would be something like, if you're looking for an alternative, kebab shop on a Saturday night. Or
yes.
Master double. Well, that's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, there is nothing more English than
the
kebab.
Moaning about the weather.
Yes.
That reminds me
but
of
it's also like you can... I think these are things you're meant to see, aren't they, all these? Oh, no, Jerusalem, I guess you hear
green.
That.
Chinese people.
Welshy, what would yours be? Would yours be Chinese people? Okay, thank you very much, Welshy. I appreciate that. Paddy, what would yours be?
Hugh Broom.
Hugh Broom with the travel. Nice. Little Rich, it's virtually your show.
Cruising in a souped-up motor.
What was it?
Cruising in a souped-up motor.
Cruising in a... You see, that's what I think.
Six-point.
I think like a Vox, an old Astra, GE, with have some of that on the back in a sunscreen. That for me done. Anyway, what are yours? 83958. Text us, please. 83958. Hello. 6:59, Capital Breakfast. What are you laughing at?
Why are you doubling?
The fact that you've taken your top off because you're showing off your tan.
I'm doing a show bare-chested. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
A bit of a thrill for you.
And a skinhead as well.
Yeah, bare-chested with a skinhead. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to put my braces up in a second and just run through the streets with my arms out. As an icon of England, the skinhead. There we go.
Yeah, with a tan.
There we go. 7 o'clock, bang on, Capital Breakfast, 83958. Give us your most English things, the things for you that most personify this great nation. Okay, Gareth will have the latest ads, latest news. He'll have the latest ads in two news this time. No, other way around.
Have fun, get fit, and feel better in 2006.
Good morning, this is Johnny Vaughan on the new sound of Capital Radio. It's 7 o'clock.
Capital Radio, breaking news.
The head of the RNT union has told Capital he's severely upset.
Aircheckdownloads.com.